Southwestern Community College's first ever agribusiness summit this week brought together farmers of all kinds to learn about new regulations, grants, and skills. Over 100 farmers, both veteran and beginner, attended to learn new skills or brush up on old ones. Tiffany Henry of Southwestern's Small Business Center reminded those gathered of the importance of having a business plan.
You are a farmer and you are a business. Even hobbyists will sell their excess at a farmer's market. They are a business.
Beyond seminars on tax regulation and finances, a good portion of the day's events were devoted to a new prong on any business plan: social media marketing. Laura Laufer is with the Center for Environmental Farming Systems. She's worked in sustainable farming for almost 30 years and has been teaching farmers about social media for the last three.
It is such a visual opportunity for people to see the variety and the quality of farm products and to learn really about what is happening on local farms. It's an opportunity that I think food and farming businesses should be aware of.
She went over about five different sites and how they can help grow a business. Some farmers in the seminar were already on social media but wanted to learn more. Laura Craig already has an active Facebook page for her business, Shade Tree Farms in Franklin. She raises goats and makes their milk into scented soaps and other products.
It's real important to me to post on there so people know where to find me, or if my product gets put in a new store, they know what store to find it at, or if I'm running a special or a contest or just want to say hey.
Other attendees were still wary of social media. Chris Tomsick is an environmental restoration engineer. He's thinking of investing in his Weaverville property to grow industrial hemp.
Pretty skeptical. I'm 43 and have never used social media. Don't know that I ever will, but I'm trying to figure out from a business perspective if it'll help create a bigger platform for the business.
For Laura Laufer, the idea isn't to stay glued to screens. Instead, social media is a free tool for marketing.
I say it's what you do when you're off your phone. The ultimate idea is that you take that information that you're learning about, and ideally that connection that you're making with them on social media moves you to action.
The summit also covered beginning graphic design, which could come in handy on social media. This is Lily Kinnett, BPR News.